You seem to have a problem with Abu Zubair, the leader of Al-Shabaab. What's the cause of the problem?
The cause of the problem is that basically he's left the principles of our religion, and he's turned the Shabaab into an organization that oppresses every single Muslim in efforts to make him the next Siad Barre of Somalia. He wants to be the leader of Somalia, regardless of whether he's ruled by Sharia or by any other law. Basically, he's lost the entire principles for which we began jihad for.
We had reported some time back that he tried to kill you. Was that true? Exactly what happened?
He's trying to kill me because I know enough about his organization to know that he doesn't abide by the principles of Islam. And he doesn't want that to get out to the public, and then it might reach places like Yemen or Iraq or, you know, even Al-Qaeda, the people that he tries to, you know, court by pretending to be like them.
Are you still with Al-Shabaab?
No. I haven't been part of Shabaab for quite a while now.
So where are you now? Who are you with?
Now I'm in the forest of Bayt Makol.
And you know, the U.S. government put a bounty on your head because they regard you as a terrorist. What's your response?
I think that what's going on now, it might have something to do with that bounty. I think that since Abu Zubair, he doesn't really believe in the principles of Islam anymore, that it's quite possible that the reason why he's treating me in this way, and he's imprisoning my wives, and he's causing my children to be motherless and fatherless, I think it might have something to do with that bounty.
How is that? I mean, what's your response to the U.S. government putting a bounty on your head? Are you a terrorist?
Me, I'm definitely a terrorist, but I don't think that the United States are in the business right now of trying to turn down to shoot rockets at me. I think it's easier for them to just give the Shabaab $5 million and tell them to hunt me down in their own land and put my wives in jail and cause my children to be motherless and fatherless and orphans. So I think there might be some sort of agreement between the Shabaab and the Americans at this point.
And so what are you going to do now if you are not a member of Al-Shabaab? Are you a member of Al-Qaeda? Who are you with now?
I'm a member of the Muslims, and I especially am a member of the Wahinwain Muslims in Somalia. That's about it. I'm not a member of Al-Qaeda or a member of Shabaab. I do believe in following my religion, even if that requires me to use explosives or use AK-47, regardless of what it requires, as long as the targets are not people who are regarded innocent by the Sharia, then I believe that we had to fight the non-believers and to fight apostates. But I'm not at the moment affiliated with any group.
So tell me exactly how Ibrahim Afghan and Maalim Burhan were killed exactly. Tell me what happened.
By that time I was obviously already in the forest, so I only have second-hand accounts. And obviously, a lot of the thing happened at nighttime while the antenna was shut off. So all we know is that the Shabaab themselves have openly admitted that they were the ones who killed them, although they tried to pretend that it was Ibrahim Afghani and Maalim Burhan who began the fighting, which is completely false, because they used to walk through the streets hardly armed and without any guards or anything. They weren't prepared to fight at all. So they were attacked by the security forces of the Shabaab, along with the army and the Hizbah were there as some sort of cover for the security forces to do their work. So they killed them, and then they hid their bodies, and they turned back on the antenna, and that's all we know. We don't know much more than that, but that it has nothing to do with Islam, and it's only to do with propping up the position of Abu Zubair to maintain him as the leader of whatever land that still falls under his control.
Obviously, you fell out with Al-Shabaab. You said you are not Al-Shabaab now. Would you consider talking to the Somali government and even to the United States government?
Yeah, I don't consider speaking to anyone. At the moment, the only thing that I'm ready to speak with is my AK, and that includes the security forces of the Shabaab and anyone who tries to protect the security forces of the Shabaab.
I mean, do you have enough forces to protect yourself against Al-Shabaab and the government?
No, we don't have enough forces to protect ourselves. We have enough forces to do what God has made obligatory upon us, to fight oppression with whatever means we have. And if we die in that path, then we're going to go to paradise. And that's the whole reason why we came to Somalia to begin with.
But what are you fighting for now? What are you fighting for exactly?
Fighting for the law of God to be established on the earth, and Abu Zubair is standing in the way of that. He's standing in the way of the Muslims fighting the non-Muslims. He's standing in the way of the Quran and the Sunnah to be applied. Basically, what has happened in Somalia is that there's no longer any groups up for Sharia other than a few people who are either in the jail right now or in the forest.
But what about leaving Somalia to Somalis? You are an American. What about leaving Somalia to Somalis and let Somalis solve their differences?
I think, first of all, Somalia doesn't belong to Somalis. And secondly, I have the same response to the people who would like to bring the Burundis and Ugandis into the country, because I came into the country when Somalia was being ruled by the Somalis in the time of the Islamic court. And it was the Ethiopians that came with the agreement of the Americans to topple that organization. So ever since then, I've been working in the wishes of the Somalis. It's only been recently that the want to establish the law of Allah on the land have become thrown into jails and into the forest. So it might be soon that there aren't any Somalis that are worth fighting alongside with, in which case it's much better for us to go ahead and to fight whoever we can in order to seek our martyrdom.
What about the killing of innocent Somalis, blowing up innocent civilians in Mogadishu and other places? What about the explosion at the graduation ceremony in Mogadishu? What about the explosion at the students who were going to Turkey? What about that? Do you think that is in Islam?
No, the reason why I'm in the forest right now is because I'm one of the few people in Somalia who stood out against the Shabaab blowing up innocent civilians. So that's one of the reasons why Abu Zubair would really like to have me dead.
So you would condemn this kind of acts against civilians, is that correct?
Me, I condemned any Muslim being killed or any Muslim being jailed, regardless of where he lives. Regardless if he's not being killed by any reason that comes from the Quran and Sunnah. So if it happens to be in number of happens to be in America, any Muslim that is killed or gone to jail, whether it's by the hands of the Shabaab or the hands of the Americans, I'm against that.
What about the United States government and the Somali government? They think that you are a terrorist. They would like to put you on trial. What about coming out and answering those questions and defending yourself before the court of trial?
I mean, I'm openly not from the Shabaab. I'm openly not from Al-Qaeda, but I'm definitely a terrorist. So they're just going to end up changing my sentence from being affiliated with Al-Qaeda to be just affiliated with terrorism. So it doesn't really matter whether I speak or not. As long as I'm to follow my religion, I'm always going to be a criminal in the eyes of Americans.
What about coming back to your family here in the United States?
That's definitely not an option unless it's in a body bag.
Why is that? What have you got against the United States government?
The United States government is standing in the way of the Sharia being established in the lands of Islam. And that's very obvious in recent actions in Afghanistan, Iraq, what have you. They make it that we're not going to allow any country to be ruled by Sharia. So that's exactly why I'm fighting, is to establish Sharia. So it's not possible for two contradictory ideologies to coexist at the same time.
Do you think it's Islamic to fight against the Somali government?
Definitely, as long as the Somali government is standing Sharia, then it's going to be permissible and it's going to be obligatory to fight against them until they change that.
But the Somali parliament approved a long time ago that Sharia is the basis for the law in Somalia.
It doesn't matter if it's basis, as long as, like, if even one word of the Sharia has changed, then it doesn't. It's like being pregnant or not being pregnant. You either are or you're not. So you're either going to follow all the Sharia or you're not a Muslim anymore.
Okay, I'm coming back to exactly your differences with Abu Zubair. What kind of a man is he?
Abu Zubair is a man that basically you can sum up as calling him a control freak. He cares about remaining in his position and power over anyone who calls himself a Muslim, and in Somalia or even in East Africa, to control all of that. And if the Sharia comes in the way of those interests of his, then he moves the Sharia out of the way and he continues on with his interests. So what we're seeing today, especially causing my children to become fatherless and motherless, what we're seeing is the exact the epitome of that itself. That there's no other interest other than his own interests. It doesn't matter about what the Sharia says, and it doesn't matter what the interests of Islam are. It's only keeping him in charge.
So, is there anything you can do about Abu Zubair?
The only thing I can do is to expose his evil ways and hope that Somalis in the future will stand up and not only fight for Sharia, but also fight that the Sharia be established completely and that jihad be carried out the way that the Quran and Sunnah dictates, not the way that a man decides to perform jihad.
Okay. Tell me about your relationship with Abu Mansur, Mukhtar Robo Abu Mansur.
Abu Mansur, he himself is also in the forest right now, and he's under threat of being attacked by Shabab daily because he himself is also against the killing of civilians. He's against the other things that Shabab do that aren't in accordance with the Sharia. But at the moment, he doesn't intend on doing anything about that other than sitting in the forest. And I don't even have any real direct contact with him these days because he's afraid that the Shabab might be listening to his phone calls.
And you told me you are in the forest. How many of your militias or your guards are with you? Do you have enough?
Definitely we don't have enough. We entered the forest as five people, and we haven't really increased much since then. Because previously we were trying to explain to the Shabab that we are not anyone to be feared. We haven't done anything wrong. There's no reason for us to be chased. We're not another group. But now that his evil just continues without any limits, it seems that we're going to have to try our best to gather whatever forces we can to stand in the way of this this evil spreading to the rest of the Somali people.
Did you say there are just five of you in the forest? Is that what you said?
No, we entered the forest as five.
Okay, and do you have enough militias now? What's the strength of your militias?
No, after that five, only a few people have come to us. It's like a handful of people that have been added to that five, so... The thing is that we haven't been previously actively recruiting because we thought that the Shabab would eventually leave us alone, but the aggression and the going beyond the limits of the Sharia continues daily to the point that there's no more recognition of the Sharia.
And tell me about your day-to-day life in the forest.
My day-to-day life is to wake up in the morning, to drink some tea, eat some beans, read Quran, drink more tea, eat some more beans, pray, and sleep. That's about it.
How do you follow news from the United States of America?
Oh, we follow news by the radio, by VOA, BBC, Al Jazeera, like that.
Okay. The final question I'm going to ask you is, if you had a message for President Obama, what would you say to him? The president, obviously, the State Department put a bounty on your head. What would you say to him?
My message is that the world is coming to an end and victory is for Islam, so you need to get back on the right side.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.